Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
The Football Association of Ireland will hold its reconvened AGM this Sunday in Dublin, where football grassroots will get their first opportunity to examine the association's dire financial position. The FAI is saddled with €62 million of debt and last week sought a government bailout of €18 million. Fears are growing the association may go under and bring more down with it. It all caps a tumultuous 2019 for the FAI. Drive Time's Barry Lenehan has reported extensively on the many twists and turns for Irish football this year. And earlier he was here in studio with Sunday Times journalist Mark Tighe, whose story on the former FAI chief executive John Delaney's €100,000 bridging loan to the association opened this whole saga. And together they looked back on the year that was for the FAI.
John Delaney could run anything. You know, he makes up different characters, really. He's a collage of people.
The chief executive of the Football Association of Ireland, John Delaney, has confirmed that he gave the association a €100,000 loan.
On legal advice, I'm precluded from making any further comments at this hearing in relation to the finances of the association or my former role as CEO.
You will be most welcome to Kerry. You will get what I would call the mother of all welcomes when you come to Kerry.
The board of the Football Association of Ireland announces the resignation with immediate effect of Executive Vice President and former CEO John Delaney.
An Oireachtas committee heard how the FAI's financial crisis could bring down both the League of Ireland and our international teams.
Some of the key moments of 2019 for the FAI. The bridging loan, the tennis balls, the house from the TV star, the pulling of funding, the six different investigations, the tens of millions of debts, headlines, controversies, resignations. What a year for the Football Association of Ireland. And it's not over yet. Here to help me look through some of the key moments of 2019 for the FAI and what it means for the beautiful game here in 2020 is Sunday Times journalist Mark Tighe, whose fearless and award-winning journalism brought many of these issues to light. Mark, thanks very much for joining me and I hope you had a good Christmas.
Thanks, Barry. Fantastic.
First to the man at the centre of this dramatic year, the FAI's former chief executive, John Delaney. And back in March here at Drive Time, Mary Wilson asked me to trace Mr. Delaney's route to the top of Irish football's governing body.
How did he get involved with the FAI?
Well, his father went before him, Joe Delaney, serving as treasurer of the FAI. Joe Delaney resigned in 1996 following what became known as the Night of the Long Knives, when it emerged he had paid £100,000 out of his own pocket to a ticket tout called George the Greek to wipe out a shortfall in the FAI's World Cup ticket account. John was by his father's side on the Night of the Long Knives and apparently vowed there and then to bring the Delaney name back to the top of Irish soccer. In 97, he became the Waterford United delegate to the League of Ireland and the FAI. By 99, he was FAI director, and in 2001, he became the association's youngest ever treasurer at 33. Mr. Delaney was also the public face of the FAI during the Saipan affair of 2002, but hit controversy then amid claims he offered then Ireland boss Mick McCarthy a £100,000 bonus during the World Cup finals. He was named interim chief executive in November 2004 and took the gig on full time in March 2005.
So what about his time in charge? What marked those 14 years?
Well, he's had a colourful stewardship of the FAI. He became a fan's favourite leading up to Euro 2012 when he used his own money to pay for drinks for fans both in a bar and on a train. In November 2014, he apologised for singing a Republican ballad in a Dublin pub after Ireland won a friendly.
And those who lie behind me, may your courage be the same. And I pray to God my life was not in vain. Oh, sad, bitter was the year of 1981.
In August 2016, a Brazilian judge issued a temporary warrant for the seizure of Mr. Delaney's passport in relation to an alleged ticket-touting scandal at the Olympics in Rio. Mr. Delaney hadn't travelled to Brazil and said he'd no role in the Olympic Council of Ireland's ticketing arrangements. He later stepped down from his role as OCI vice president. But 14 years as the CEO of the FAI, Larry Ryan of the Irish Examiner has been taking me through John Delaney's successes and failures.
You have to give him credit for the stadium. I mean, I'd be inclined to listen to John Giles on these things. You know, he said, look, would we have the Aviva without John Delaney, and would we have games coming up in the Euros at the Aviva without John Delaney?
But on the stadium, you see lots of empty green seats.
I mean, the idea of selling tickets on the halfway line for the Aviva for 32 grand, I think they initially thought they might get for some of them. They obviously didn't sell any. He admitted last year that they priced those initial tickets too high.
What do Delaney's supporters say about him?
Well, the businessman Dennis O'Brien paid this tribute.
John Delaney could run anything. As far as I could, John Delaney could run UEFA easily. He could run FIFA. Well, certainly better than Sepp Blatter. And more honestly, I think he makes up different characters, really. He's a collage of people. You've got the administrator, you know, the CEO, and then you have the sports buff, and then you have the personal touch.
Mr. Delaney's private life has also hit the headlines. He initiated a divorce with his wife in 2016. He began dating the model Emma English in 2014. Miss English described Mr. Delaney as a big teddy bear. He's exceptionally romantic. While in 2015, John Delaney told Ray Darcy about this interaction with former FIFA president Sepp Blatter.
He met Emma, you know, my partner, yeah, in Vienna recently, and he stared at her for 7 or 8 seconds and he said, I approve of your new girlfriend.
Yeah.
I said, just move on, please. You know, and she's a great girl. I mean, I love her very much. And it was an extraordinary moment. She was here, she told you, just stare at her for 7 or 8 seconds. I approve of your girlfriend.
Did he give her the up and down thing?
Well, stared at her. And right, she stared back. And I said, move on now, please. And on he moved.
Just some of the John Delaney story prior to this year. So, Mark Tighe, it's St. Patrick's Weekend 2019, late on a Saturday evening. What have you found out and what does Mr. Delaney try to do?
By March 16th, we were preparing to publish a story saying that John Delaney had paid €100,000 to his employer. And for over 2 weeks, we've been asking John Delaney and the FBI to explain this. And only at about Wednesday before that weekend, we started getting legal letters saying, oh, this is a family law matter. You can't publish this. You're like, this is a transaction, €100,000 transaction. We understood to be circular, going between the CEO and the Football Association of Ireland. Like, I was getting ready to go home for five. That's when we first got word that this is going to happen. He's actually going to go and try and injunct us down the High Court. So there was a mad dash to kind of print off some of our paperwork, our questions, and get a taxi down with my lawyer, Hugh Hannigan, and just got down to the forecourts around six. The gates were locked. We had to get the G4 security people to open up and let us in. Inside, we found, in the second floor, we found John Delaney with his legal team. Judge Anthony Barr was a judge. And over the next couple of hours, there was a very fraught exchange, you know, between the lawyers. Thankfully, at the end of it, Judge Barr ruled in our favour, just coming up to 9:30 that evening.
Which is late in the day for a newspaper journalist.
Very late. So there was a mad dash. Our lawyer gave us a lift back down the quays to Ringsend, where the Sunday Times office is. We got back literally just in time to see the story on the paper. All hell broke loose from there. And it was only after our story went to print, I think it was 11:14, 11:15, that the FBI published a statement answering our questions that we've been asking for over 2 weeks, explaining that this was a bridging loan to cover a cash flow issue, a short-term cash flow issue back in 2017.
The FAI, six statements in 6 days, unprecedented stuff.
Mad, because on the Sunday, I remember it was thinking of the FAI's big day of the year. It was the media, their FAI awards, you know, and in RTE here. So we had Shane Ross and John Delaney all here, and some of the big footballers getting their awards.
Near the studio where we're sitting at the moment.
There you have the minister and John Delaney glad handing, posing for pictures, and this story, and people are going, what does this story mean? So the FAI fired out another statement on the Sunday, another statement on the Monday, and I think it took Shane Ross a while to realise, hang on, what's going on here? And so on Monday, Tuesday, he asked Sport Ireland, who funnel about €3 million a year through FAI, to investigate and find out what this is about.
So questions abound. The following weekend, the 23rd of March, marked the start of Mick McCarthy's second reign in charge of the boys in green, a 1-0 win, but the final whistle brought this.
The FAI has announced that John Delaney is stepping aside as chief
executive of the association with immediate effect. In a statement tonight, the association said Mr. Delaney would take up a new role as executive vice president with responsibility for UEFA and FIFA matters.
Some stood by Delaney.
On the line now by John O'Regan, honorary secretary of the Kerry District League.
Well, Sean, if you knew the amount of the hours that that man puts in, and if you knew the amount of functions, I just don't know how he does it. Like,
but the fans did not.
We have tennis balls raining onto the Aviva Stadium. This has been common, I think. A few shops around the ground were actually selling tennis balls.
The tennis balls streaming onto the pitch in Dublin there as Ireland beat Georgia, an act of protest that prompted UEFA to fine the FAI. But that was the least of its worries at that stage, Mark Tighe, as John Delaney's living arrangements as well as his new role were now firmly under the spotlight.
After that Gibraltar match, and it was obviously huge news that John Delaney was stepping aside. You know, there was rumours that he'd be resigning fully, but no, there was this amazing move. The board would unanimously vote to move him into this executive vice president role, and it was kind of far. You know, what the hell is an executive vice president? Sounds like something from The Simpsons, you know. And on that Sunday, we published the story, you know, that John Delaney had got up to €3,000 a month from the FAI to pay his rental accommodation, and which had most recently been Gráinne Shoiga's house with her husband in Wicklow. That was our front page story, and that caused huge anger. I remember SIP2, who represents so many staff up in Abbottstown with the FAI, issuing a statement, you know, saying, hang on, we're taking pay cuts and the FAI are paying its chief executive, who's on €360,000 a year. They're paying his rent on top of that. You know?
And just to add to it, Gráinne Shoiga, household name in her own right, up for the match presenter crime call.
You couldn't make it up.
Fianna Fáil's sports spokesperson at the time, Kevin O'Keefe, found to have received World Cup final tickets from Mr. Delaney and the FAI the previous year. And also Fine Gael's Noel Rock in the spotlight as well around that time. What happened?
Yes, Noel Rock had been out very early, call for John Delaney's resignation. He was first to do that. He got a lot of criticism from in the government, like people like Simon Coveney, I remember, were saying, you know, Noel shouldn't interfere here. Noel Rock needs to button it, basically. On the eve of the Oireachtas committee hearing, the story broke remarkably. Text messages between Noel Rock and John Delaney were leaked to the Irish Independent, revealing, you know, where Noel Rock had been seeking tickets for, I think they were constituents. But also there was an issue about, allegedly, that he was saying that he'd pushed back on a previous Oireachtas hearing, you know, of having John Delaney in. So this was clearly, you know, very embarrassing for Noel Rock. You know,
remarkable timing.
Unbelievable, you know, a real shot across the bows.
And I know we saw the tennis balls on the pitch at Lansdowne Road, but how stinging was the criticism of the FAI and John Delaney at this stage?
It was building, but I remember a raft of statements issued by people in senior positions in junior football in Ireland, heads of leagues, some of them remarkably similar, praising John Delaney to the hilt. Some people called him the hero of Irish football. So there was a real movement to try and protect John and protect his flanks, you know, in face of all this media questioning.
By now, the state body Sport Ireland was turning its eye to matters at Abbottstown. Its chief executive, John Tracy, before the Oireachtas Sports Committee on April 3rd, three times asked to voice confidence in the FAI, three times he declined. The following Monday, the FAI held its hands up. It had broken strict rules around state funding by not telling Sport Ireland about John Delaney's €100,000 bridging loan. The next evening, Sport Ireland took the nuclear option.
Now, news just coming to us that the Board of Sport Ireland at its meeting today has decided to suspend and withhold future funding to the Football Association of Ireland.
After a Willy Wonty saga, the next day John Delaney led an FAI delegation before the Oireachtas Sports Committee. It was an extraordinary affair. Delaney refused to answer questions about that loan. He claimed legal reasons precluded him from talking about his over 15 years as chief executive. Instead, he said he can only talk about his new role as executive vice president, a post he was appointed to just 18 days previously.
On legal advice, I'm precluded from making any further comments at this hearing in relation to the finances of the association or my former role as CEO or the £100,000 payment, either directly or indirectly. I am not in a position to answer any such questions here at this time.
We'll put them under pressure.
Mr. Delaney went 45 minutes without uttering a single word at the committee until asking to go on, quote, a comfort break. He didn't answer a question for an hour, although writing notes and whispering words to FAI President Donal Conway. Questions to Mr. Delaney consistently rejected, citing legal advice.
from the point of view of the members of the Oireachtas Committee, the TDs and senators, were they happy with the information they were getting, the answers they were getting from the FAI?
No. The FAI consistently struggled to answer certain questions, much to their frustration, such as how many bank accounts the association has. At one stage this afternoon, the FAI had one bank account. Less than an hour later, the figure had rose to 24.
I've read my statement already.
Just a question. It's just a,
I've read my statement.
The former CEO has behaved disgracefully today. He's furnished us with the statement but refusing to answer any questions in relation to the statement. It's an absolute disgrace and it's been farcical.
No, I know what your comments, Deputy Minister.
But is there a reason you haven't?
No, I've read my statement, as you know.
You will be most welcome to Kerry. You will get what I would call the mother of all welcomes when you come to Kerry, because your reputation and your respectability will precede you down the road before you land. And if you're guilty of anything, you're guilty of trying to help an association in the best way you saw fit at that time.
The remarkable hearing prompted a slapdown from the Taoiseach.
In terms of John Delaney, I don't think anyone would be satisfied by it. I think the public, taxpayers, football fans would have liked to have seen those questions being answered.
So Mark Tighe of the Sunday Times, after a week which saw state funding pulled from the FAI and an Oireachtas appearance which many observers said descended into chaos, where stood John Delaney in the FAI?
Yet another spectacular own goal from John Delaney. You know, pressure was definitely building. It was to go in there and basically plead the fifth and say, I'm not answering your questions.
Was that hearing a turning point, do you think?
Massive turning point.
Your own paper then on the Sunday had more revelations.
So what we had were details of John Delaney's credit card, FAI credit card expenditure for the last 6 months of 2016. That whole weekend, we subsequently learned, was when the FAI and John Delaney started discussions of getting him out the door. Published the story on that Sunday, you know, detailing some expenditure in Kath Kidston, in Kurt Geiger. You know, these are duty-free shops you'd often find in airports. Over 6,000 euro withdrawn on in cash, base of 6 months. Also, we put in that story that there was a 60,000 euro unexplained payment to someone who didn't appear to do any work for the FAI. That caused huge alarm bells in the FAI. They knew who we were talking about. It was Susan Keegan, John Delaney's ex-girlfriend in Sport Ireland. They were, when they saw that story, they were like, what the hell is this about? And then on that Monday then, John Delaney was suspended. He went on gardening leave.
So Mr. Delaney on gardening leave, on full pay, as a number of investigations went on into matters FAI. But things didn't immediately get better for those at Abbott.
The official auditors of the Football Association of Ireland, Deloitte, have said the accounts of the association are not being properly kept.
Deloitte and Touche are the official auditors of the FAI annual accounts, and they declare that Cumann Pelinahearn, the Football Association of Ireland, is contravening Section 281 and 282 of the Companies Act. These sections refer to the obligation to keep adequate accounting records and the basic requirements for accounting.
How it rose, repeats and sandwiches for Stuttgart we began.
It does not get more serious than that, in my opinion. Failure to keep adequate accounting records. Directors are personally liable for offences under the Companies Act.
Directors at the FAI could now face a punishment of fines or even imprisonment after the auditors, Deloitte, made a report to the company's registration office.
You know, quite quickly, the facade that John Delaney had been putting out there, that everything was run well in the FAI, that there was proper corporate governance, that the finances were all okay, that was slowly, brick by brick, falling away. You know, you could see, hang on, the auditors aren't happy here. You know, this is serious stuff, you know, for an auditor to file such a report.
Back in June, there was some chink of light. The Horan Review into Governance at the FAI had some recommendations. How did that go down?
Aidan Horan and the Institute of Public Affairs, back with Sport Ireland, some FAI people, they issued this report saying, we need to basically redraw the FAI, and there are 78 recommendations. There'd be four independent directors, an independent chairperson, all very good stuff. Not even a full recommendation, but which has caused untold havoc in this report from Aidan Horn, was a line saying to the existing board, maybe can continue with the FAI and the new board, you know, when the AGM was set for the end of July. Even though we had Sport Ireland endorsing the full report, they said they didn't endorse that line. They wanted the full board gone, you know, and this is something that's been a saga throughout the summer and up to now, even Shane Ross wanting complete regime change and saying, you know, he's not going to engage fully or help the FAI until he sees. It's been an awful mess. The FAI have left themselves hostage to these independent directors. Four of them have been actually selected to fill the positions, but unfortunately there's a standoff, and you can understand it from their point of view. They're worried now, where we've got to the situation where the FAI is looking like it's going to be insolvent, and under the company law, the directors can be personally liable if a company trades on recklessly. We heard just before Christmas that the FAI are saying these directors won't come on board until the refinancing is put in place. So that you have a chicken and egg situation where Shane Ross says, I'm not going to help you until you've got your independent directors, but the independent directors won't come in until the refinancing is in place and the FAI can trade as a going concern.
In July, the FAI held what was billed as its most important AGM in nearly 100 years. But more problems. The association wasn't in a position to present its accounts to delegates on the day, and the event coincided with yet more revelations about John Delaney.
We were able to uncover a lot of the FAI's recent board minutes. Among that, the board minutes, we were able to report on why he was suspended. And among the list of allegations against him was, you know, the unauthorised spending of FAI monies on his 50th birthday party, an extraordinarily lavish birthday party held in Mount Juliet Golf Club in 2017, again, October, where we had guests like Michael Ring, Minister Alan Kelly. It was run by Frank, Peter Kelly.
Well-known wedding planner.
Exactly, yeah. And it was all done to a James Bond theme. So instead of 007, we had 0050 because it was John Delaney's 50th birthday party. We had ice sculptors of a Walter PPK pistol, a giant ice sculptor, centrepiece surrounded by martini glasses. Not your normal kind of birthday. Like, people who were at it, like, were, you know, football administrators, but also the president of UEFA was there, Alexander Seferin.
And that was important, the UEFA element. Why?
We learned later, Donal Conway said that the FAI agreed to pay for it, but only after John Delaney had paid a substantial amount. So the total amount was around €69,000 the FAI had paid, but that John Delaney had paid around €50,000 of that before the FAI then paid the rest to the suppliers.
And pardon the pun, how was there no Dr. No in this scenario?
At that lavish birthday party were the majority of the FAI board, so this is all happening under their nose, and that's been a recurring theme. You know, it's like, why didn't the FAI board say, hang on, what's going on here? You know, is this really what we want to be spending vital FAI money on?
Then, the 28th of September, a 11:15, late on a Saturday night, the curtain finally fell on the Delaney years.
The board of the Football Association of Ireland announces the resignation with immediate effect of Executive Vice President and former CEO John Delaney. This follows talks between the parties. The FAI will fulfil certain notice and pension obligations as agreed between the parties. That statement issued last night ends Mr. Delaney's 14-year term at the top of the FAI.
Pressure on the FAI from sponsors, from other people to say, you know, how can you turn the page when John Delaney is still on the books? The time, it's still curious, you know, even a few months on, you're saying, you know, why not wait for all these reports? The FAI board decided, look, this John Delaney was seeking around €3 million initially to honour ordinary golden handcuffs agreements that were made in 2014. They managed to get him down to, I think, €460,000, and they thought that was a good deal.
In terms of the timing, though, it's worth pointing out this was at a period of relative stability, for want of a better word, for the FAI, if there was ever such a thing in 2019 for the association.
Relatively quiet period, and so that was John Delaney gone from the FAI. AI finally, and obviously it stuck in the craw of a lot of people that he'd be getting close to €500,000 ultimately in that package, you know.
By the end of November, the Sport Ireland commissioned audit of the FAI's finances was complete. However, so serious were the findings, Sport Ireland handed the audit to An Gorda Síochána, the findings never published. An Gorda Síochána's fraud unit and the Office of the Director of Corporate Enforcement are now considering the report. In December, trouble again, this time with the presentation of the FAI's accounts for 2018 and revised accounts for 2016 and 17.
Staff at Abbottstown were already steeling themselves for bad news as a true picture of the financial affairs of the association is to be presented, with new executive lead Paul Cook saying that people will be shocked by the figures.
Who was asleep at the wheel? How could we be told 18 months ago that the FAI would be debt-free in 2020, and now, practically at the beginning of 2020, we're going to be told that it's some enormous figure?
This is all volunteerism. And imagine the, you know, what their morale must be like this morning, which is why we have to really get to the bottom of this.
Of course, I'm very, very concerned about that. It's a massive figure, and it's certainly something which is very, very worrying indeed.
The FAI's €62 million in debt. Significant underpayment of taxes and VAT. The figure for the 2017 accounts had initially been wrong to the tune of nearly €6 million. The auditors Deloitte refused to sign off on the FAI as a going concern, jobs in real danger. And then last week, the crisis laid out in its starkest terms yet. Talk of the IRFU buying out the FAI's share of the Aviva Stadium amid dire warnings about the future of Irish soccer from the sports minister, Shane Ross.
My guess is, if the FAI goes, the League of Ireland goes the same way. Yeah, I think that's absolutely inevitable.
We've had situations where League of Ireland supporters for years, including clubs, have been trying to explain exactly how the FAI operates. They have ridiculed us, they've laughed at us, they threw some of us out of football grounds. They actually described the League of Ireland as the problem child. We were not the problem child. The FAI were the absentee fathers. And forgive me my language, because I'm angry about this. They were the absentee fathers who didn't give an absolute bollocks about the League of Ireland.
Shane Ross and Sinn Féin's Jonathan O'Brien at the Oireachtas Sports Committee last week, and Mark Tai of the Sunday Times. That hearing, it really was grim stuff, wasn't it?
Talk about the League of Ireland going kaput, talk about the FAI going kaput, the national teams being withdrawn, you know, not being able to fill the upcoming match against Slovakia for the Euro 2020 playoff. Talk about Euro 2020 being up in the air, you know, we're supposed to host four matches in Dublin in the summer.
And any sense, are we that close to that doomsday scenario?
Well, we are. The FAI came in last Monday, just before Christmas, and what Shane Ross said, that, you know, he said it wasn't a serious proposal, but he said they were looking for an €18 million bailout. You know, he was painting these doomsday scenarios, and, you know, you could, TDs and senators were aghast, jaws on the floor, you know, extreme worry. Had League of Ireland players union aghast that this was being talked about in what they said was an overly flippant manner. And then you had the extraordinary statement from the FAI criticising Shane Ross for revealing details and saying of the how bad their finances are, and saying this doesn't make things any easier. But why weren't the FAI in the room when only a few weeks previously, I think 10 days previously, they'd said we're willing and happy to come in to talk to the Oireachtas Sports Committee?
One last twist perhaps in 2019, what happens this weekend?
So this weekend we have the reconvened AGM in Dublin. You know, even the timing of it is extraordinary, you know, the Sunday after Christmas. This is when the FAI delegates from clubs around the country will be showing these accounts for the first time, and they'll be able to ask questions.
There's likely to be skin and hair flying, is there?
I think so. Like, there'd be a lot of people there that facilitated, endorsed and promoted John Delaney, and, you know, would have protected him like a Praetorian guard if anyone asked a hard question. And it'll be interesting to see how the different factions get on at this AGM. Like, now I think that they see the hard figures. It's a completely new ballgame. They see how shockingly bad the FAI was run, how stuff was hidden from the auditors. Finally, the reality of the situation is going to bite home. Irish football will be damaged for years to come out of all this.
Let's finish back to where we started. John Delaney, former chief executive and executive vice president of the FAI. Where is he this evening?
The last we heard of him was that he was in London. He's set up a LinkedIn profile, putting himself out there as a CEO of growth businesses, UEFA board member. You know, he famously spoke that he's been offered three times his salary of €340,000. So it'd be interesting to see if he lands that €1 million job. The last he was seen publicly was at a Chelsea-Aston Villa game where he was getting dogs abuse of Irish fans. That's going to be the reality now, that a lot of people will be asking questions of him and holding him responsible for what's happened. At least every week or second week I've been sending in questions to John Delaney's solicitor, and it's been radio silence, nothing coming back. Clearly there's a Garda investigation, and the Office of Director of Corporate Enforcement are investigating all this terrible financial mess. We just have to wait and see what arises out of those investigations.
Sunday Times journalist Mark Tye, in the company of our reporter Barry Linehan a little earlier, with that special look back on the year so far for the FAI.